Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey. You know what I'm going to do on this one? Not that Aristotle needs the work, but let him pick the background music that we play so soft. What music is he playing? Obviously, you're hearing some music right now. Probably came on when I said, I don't know when it came on, but there you go. So first things first, I still don't know when I'm doing the last show. Let me put my phone down, because I want to really enjoy it. But you know how it is in your own life, like one thing unfolds, you're like, oh, it'd be done the show on the 22nd, the show I did here in LA. And by the way, it went really, really well. A little long, but great fucking crowd, and there were some podcast people there, and a few had their bow ties, so it was really cool. But it was just a great audience. I mean, but then I realized, but now we're editing it. I mean, I am moving. You know, in my old days, it would take a month. Oh, we have to start editing it. On this one, I started literally the next day. My friend that shot it came over, and well, Steve Fine Arts actually got all the coverage. I mean, it wasn't like shooting a special, so for him it was not that hard, but it was nice to have somebody like over qualified to do it. And Steve Fine Arts did me a huge favor. And of course, he got everything, and my friend Eric and Logan were two of the guys running the camera, and then Dynasty ran a camera. And my friend Cody is editing it, so we started looking at the footage on Sunday, and it looks fucking believable. Everything pulled together nice. If you're a podcast listener and you were there, I was so wound up that a lot of it I don't even remember. And when there's obviously, and if you were there, there were a few points during the show where I go, what's in my head? It felt like little pieces of, I think I said boulders on stage. And I get it. If someone's watching the show, they're like, doesn't he remember he hit a bottle over his head? I watched it and went, how did I not know that? How did I not know that? Or people think I have a problem, but it's a lot to put together, especially for this. It's a lot. It's like doing your stand-up set, which I normally have to do, and then almost the production of it takes for a play around it. And so that's why when, you know, I'm trying to do it as a residency in New York or a 2-week run, because then you have 2 days just to set up before you even do anything. And by the way, even on the road, it's a little different. At a comedy club, I do get there a day early, because if I don't, my show pays the price. I want that fluffed around it. That's the fun part. But keeping my stand-up tight is very, very important to me as well. So But anyway, on that night, we didn't. We got in there at 12 in the afternoon. And that was, you know, we got 4 hours, which was great. So I started very early. I got up at 8:30 in the morning. And then, you know, I wasn't tired. I was just revved up. I felt amazing. But anyway, it went really well. So you think, oh, and that's over. But anyway, what I'm saying is now we're editing it. And in case you forget, or maybe I'm pretty sure I mentioned it, we're putting it together as a sort of a video pitch to get the funding and have someone represent it, like somebody that presented and funded for that off-Broadway run, which we're still hoping for October, but it's going to happen. Somebody will do it, somebody will, and we will put it up. That's, I don't want to be overly positive, but somebody is going to bite. So I want to really, really enjoy this last show, and I think you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to have anything on my mind. I don't want it to be a nuisance. I want it to be something I love putting together. And of course, while I'm editing and doing that, so I'll just keep doing these. And then when we're done, it could be, I'm not putting a date on it. I mean, it's not going to be 7 months from now. Like I thought it would be sometimes in May. And it probably still will be the end of May. At the latest, the beginning of June. That's the latest. But you know what? I sort of like doing these until then. Because I know, like, you think, well, Todd, you're the one that decided not to do the podcast. Yeah, of course. It's still a big change. You know, you're so used to, you know, doing it every week. And there's the fun part about it. But I like doing this. Until the big day. Till the last show. I want it to be fun. Can I tell you what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to, you know, you could see, even me, I thought about it. Do I get like, oh, ask Rory Scovel to do a drop by, you know, like have all these drop bys and have, you know, I'm sure if I invited Jake Adams and John Brian Wagner and Duncan and just, but I really want to, as much as that's so tempting to do, I would rather get together with a much smaller group and just sort of talk about all those people. We'll be able, with all those people in the studio, it'll be like a big party, but I think I'm going to enjoy the intimacy of me, Daniel Kino, Chris Farron, and hopefully the band. There'll be some semblance of a band from the core guys that we've used over the years. You know, I would love if it was JJ or Gabe or Eric Calver on drums or Tim Lillis on keyboards, but we'll put together like a band, but the band that's the family. And just a really comfortable, mellow show to really just, you know, and to really just soak it in and have an amazing, you know, a fun, long show where I want to get everything out. I don't want to feel rushed. I don't want to feel rushed. So be patient. And until then, we have this. Already, I know the first, it probably won't be till July, but I thought of the first time, this is one of those things where I go, I want to do a podcast on this. I love talking about it. I wanted to have Jamie and Vanessa from the Dynasty in and just have a whole hour. It won't be at the table like it used to be. We'll do it at the sofa, and we'll all have microphones on the sofas and the chairs. I'm going to make that area much bigger and the podcast table really small in case I ever want to do a solo something in front of a mic, traditional looking. But that podcast table will be like 4 feet by 4 feet. Then the sofa area will be huge. And I thought of one of the first things I want to do. And where will I put it? Where will I drop it? I don't know yet. But Chad, the guy who helps me with my social media, he'll figure out a way to let people know on either. I mean, we're going to just keep throwing whatever we do on Instagram and TikTok over on Twitter. But, you know, but it would be with Jamie and Vanessa and just an hour talking about ambiance. Because I didn't talk about that enough during the show. All righty. Is this recording? Mm-hmm. I wish I wasn't kidding. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vinny was at the show at the Dynasty Typewriter. I always say Typewriter Dynasty. Vinny was at the show, and he said he didn't want a big deal made about his birthday, like, very nicely. I'm the same way. But he goes, if it is going to happen, at least in your atmosphere, you know, it's not. So, of course, I sang happy birthday to him four times. And so did the crowd. It was fun. Well, everybody. And tonight, Chad Maxwell is coming over to, we're going to do some Uber videos. But a different style. A different style, yeah. All right, well. I'm doing some, like, the Better Half show is coming up. I'm doing that. I'm doing another show in L.A. Mm-hmm. So, I guess that doesn't really help anybody. What I just said. I'll tell you next week, because they're not till after that. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, I'm actually enjoying the afternoon. So, I guess that's all. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to take my time and say that part. Really, all I wanted to say was how much fun Dynasty Typewriter was. And don't think that I'm just in the show and then now I just keep putting off the opening. That is just the gut truth that I express my feelings about that. I really want to fucking enjoy it. Now I think you're probably thinking, yeah, that makes sense. I don't want to try to put it together while I'm doing this. So if it waits 2.5 weeks, and so worth it. So worth it. I want to be in the best headspace when I do that last show. So, okay. So anyway, that's it. Thank you, Aristotle. That was great music. If you want to bring it up a little... No, I don't want to give Aristotle editing work. Thank you for that music, Aristotle. And, why do I laugh at my... All I do is I yawn, then I laugh at it, and what do I want from the people listening? Bye.